Hello, Dance Amigos, it's Clint Salter, and today I'm going to walk you through how to position your studio to generate publicity. You see, local publicity is still very much alive, and media outlets are always on the lookout for great content. It's just that the old school way of newspaper editorials aren't the most effective avenue to travel down. So, what exactly is publicity? Some people get publicity confused with advertising, and they're completely the opposite. When you think of advertising, I'm sure you think of TV adverts, radio ads, print ads, banner adverts, and billboards come to mind. Advertising is a way to market your studio that you pay for, and generally at a premium price. Yet, publicity is absolutely free and allows your message to get out there in front of your target market. The cool thing about publicity is that it is way more effective than advertising. And it sounds strange, right? The thing that is free is more effective than the thing that costs you money. Well, there are many benefits to publicity that I'd love to share with you right now. Greater credibility. We all know an advertisement when we see one. We know the company has paid for it and know that whatever the ad says has been created by the company that owns the service or product. So as a consumer, we can become a little bit skeptical. The great thing about publicity is that it's believable as it's coming from another source. And we think that if a news source is talking about it, then the company must be doing something worthwhile. So publicity also reaches a wider audience. The great thing is that if you get coverage in one publication, the story could be picked up by another, meaning that more people will read about you and your studio. It's cost effective. You know, I said before it's free, but if you account for the phone calls that you need to make to speak with journalists or bloggers, and includes the time you spend, you know, it's not entirely free, but it's a lot less than placing an advert somewhere for your studio. A couple of emails, a couple of phone calls. I think that's pretty good. And lastly, it has longevity. An advert lasts as long as you continue paying for it. But with publicity, it can stay around much longer. Thanks to the internet and monthly publications, your story will last and will be remembered far longer than an advert. So the big question from my clients, my studio clients, when we first start discussing publicity is how they can get publicity where there are loads of other dance studios in the area. It's competitive and every studio is vying for the attention and for the local media to run their stories. They feel like they don't have any unique angles to offer the media. This is certainly not true. Whether you're a studio that's been around for 20 years or just started this year, you know, you will have a number of stories that your local media would pick up. The media has one main objective when it comes to content, and that's about keeping their audience engaged and continually consuming their resource, whether it's a blog, website, newspaper, magazine, radio station, podcast, or similar. So now let's run through the steps of how you can secure media exposure for your studio. Here are the 8 steps to generating free publicity for your business. Step number 1 is define what makes your studio unique. What's the difference between your studio versus the other studios in your local area? Create just a few lines or bullet points that clearly explain why you do what you do. Number 2 is to declare your outcomes. Many studio owners say that they want publicity, but when I ask them what results they are after from their publicity, they're not really sure. As with all your marketing efforts, you always need to have well-defined goals when executing a piece of marketing. How many new student leads do you want? How many do you want to convert to students, etc.? It's the same with publicity. List 3 to 5 objectives you want to achieve by rolling out your publicity campaigns. It could be 50 new student inquiries. And increase inquiries through the website by 10%. Create a higher profile for the studio within the local community. Sit down and brainstorm these with your staff so that you can all get on the same page. Number three is revisit your ideal student avatars. Who do you want to target when creating your publicity campaign? Get really clear on who you want to be engaged in your campaign rollout and link it back to your core objectives. Number four is to create your media target list. Now that you know what your objectives are and who you want to target, you now need to do some research to identify who are the right media contacts are to approach and get your story out there. Now, some studios do a scattergun approach where they just send it to everyone, which is not a great idea. What the media loves is when something relevant lands on their desk or in their inbox. What they don't like getting is a media release that has nothing to do with what they write about. It's beyond important that you do your research thoroughly to ensure your news gets into the hands of the right people that can do something useful with it. Even if you have to call the media outlet to find out who is the best person to send the media release to, then do it. You know, LinkedIn, if you're not on LinkedIn, you need to jump onto LinkedIn. LinkedIn is also a great place to search for the right people to speak with within your local community and your local media community. Now, for this, you want to identify 10 to 15 people within the media before, you know, within the media companies that you could pitch your stories to. As I mentioned before, look at blogs, newspapers, magazines, news websites, local radio stations, local television stations. The list is really endless. But you just need to find a select few who will be really excited to hear from you because it's exactly what they're after. Number five is you want to build your story angles. Now comes the fun part. Get together with your team, partner or mentor, and start brainstorming your story angles. This is a twofold approach. The first one is to discuss what you currently have happening in the studio, and the second is what you'd like to do that could get you placement in the media. As an example, maybe you have a graduate student that is in a musical at the moment. You could certainly pitch a story to your local media about this and they would love it. You'd need to speak with the show's publicist first. Another angle might be that you run a special class once a month that is targeted at children under 15 who have a disability. You then want to think about the next 6 to 12 months and what you'd like to roll out that's going to generate you some publicity. Maybe you'll donate a percentage of your concert or recital profits to a local charity, or you'll have a celebrity dance guest to do a workshop with your students. You could even talk about heading to a new city or country to compete in a big competition. The idea here is to come up with 10 ideas, knowing that they won't all get picked up, but 10 gives you a good mix and something great to start with. Number six is you want to download your media release template, which is exactly what I have for you down below this video. It's fantastic and it's going to outline exactly how to do your media release. So if we just jump back, I'm going to go to number seven, which is about pitching your ideas. Now it's time to send your media release out to the suitable media contacts on your pitch list. Include your media release in the body of the email as well as a Word document which you will attach. Make sure you also include any high resolution images that support your media release. And number eight, you really want to make sure that you, my favorite word, follow up. 4 days after you've sent the release, follow up with a phone call to see if they require any further information. If they don't answer, leave them a voicemail message and follow up with an email saying that you called. Then leave it a week until you contact them again. It's important you get them on the phone to check in to see if they're running the story or not. Now, some studios I've worked with over the years have decided to bring on board a publicity consultant to help them in coming up with ideas and then pitching these ideas to the media. Now, you can certainly engage a consultant to help you, but it's important that you get the right type of person that understands local media, has existing contacts, and knows something about the dance industry. If you're a VIP member, come on over and let's discuss your ideas in the community. If you'd like to join this community, just click the link above. So, as I showed you before, down below, you know, I have for you a media release template that you can download and fill out with all of your awesome ideas that you're going to pitch to local media. So that's a wrap, ladies and gentlemen, on publicity. I hope you've really enjoyed this class. As always, I've loved this lesson. And I look forward to seeing you next time in our next class. Take care. See you on the flip side. Bye for now.